the brightest star in the sky. If you want to see Sirius, look in the south in the evening. Sirius belongs to the constellation Canis Major, the Greater Dog, a prominent grouping of stars located mostly below Sirius in the south. But the ancient Greek stargazers didn't seem to see a dog here. They were concerned only with Sirius itself, the sky's brightest star. Australian Aborigines also considered the star Sirius a constellation unto itself. The star was called their eagle. It wasn't until later that the Romans identified the stars near Sirius with a dog. It was believed in those days that the intense heat of summer drove dogs mad. Sirius is sometimes called the dog star, and from this star comes our expression dog days, as applied to the hottest part of summer. In the heat of summer, Sirius is located behind the sun along our line of sight. It rises the same time the sun does each day and goes with the sun across the dome of the sky. The Romans believed that the combination of Sirius and the sun actually caused the hot weather. And they used to sacrifice a fawn-colored dog to Sirius once each year to prevent this heat star from scorching their crops. Some stars appear bright because they're gigantic, but Sirius isn't a supergiant star. It's bright mainly because it's near our solar system. It's only about 8 light-years away. For January the 29th, that's our program. Stardate is written by Deborah Bird. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory in Austin, I'm Joel Block.
Music means. It means the voice of Long Island is back. Now, in a moment, you will hear the first words to be uttered from our new studio that has just been built here at USB, and those words will come from Mike Juhas. Mike? I don't hear anything. Uh-oh, I didn't switch it down. Okay. Of course, there are these technical foul-ups every time we try something new here, but we're going to try it again. The first new words to be spoken from our new studio, and they will come from Mike Juhas. Mike?
Hi.
That was it. That was it. It's all over now.
Wait a minute. Sorry, whoa. Just hold on here for a second here. Are you sure these are the first words?
Are they? I thought they were.
Well, I don't know. The thing was all set up, and I don't think they set it up just for us.
Oh.
I know it was all set up last
night. Well, nobody else had this pomp and circumstance, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So how does it feel being in the new room?
It feels really nice. It's like a phone booth in here. And especially because...
it's kind of a tiny room right now.
Especially since because of this.
What's that? Oh, a telephone.
Yeah, there's a dial tone there and...
Wow.
You know, stuff like that.
It sounds like a lot of fun in there.
Yeah.
Of course, it's probably the most worthless thing we could be doing right now is talking about a new room.
No, I don't think so.
Well, because people can't hear the difference, and we could be lying for all they know.
Well,
we could be
saying
there's a new room and there isn't, you know?
Well, no, it's very, very quiet in here. Now, if you were to turn your microphone off and leave mine on,
okay,
there'd be no outside noise. Now, listen how much quieter it got. Now, there's no cart machines going here. The only thing we have here is a clock. And if I was to... yeah, okay. All right, I'll do that. I'll put the microphone up to the clock.
Yeah. That's quiet.
That's the new clock in the new announce room here at WUSB.
So the clock is the loudest thing in that room, unless you're talking.
At this point, yes. Unless the headphones are pushed in on the radio, too.
Now, in this room, it's unbelievable. There are millions of things making noise. We have a cart machine that laughs. We have a fan over here. Let me see if I can even hold it next to the microphone. Hear that? Sound like a little airplane.
Yeah. Just make sure you don't chop off the microphone with it or something.
Yeah, on my fingers.
Yeah.
It's a very exposed fan. It's kind of dangerous, I guess. Plus all kinds of other noises, you know, dropping things, and there are millions of things that can happen in this room because it's so big, you know.
Well, no, you can't hear me. I can do that, too.
Well, there are lots of noises. But the point is, we have this nice, quiet studio now, and there's no reason for any kind of background noise to annoy our listeners.
That's right. It's very quiet in here. There's carpeting on the walls and above the carpeting, from the middle of the wall up to the top, is this foam stuff that's supposed to absorb sound. And, of course, there's the sound-reflecting windows so we can see what one another is doing. Of course, I can't see you in there.
No, the way we have it set up now, we can't either one of us see each other.
Well, can you see my hand?
Oh, yes, I can.
Hi.
How about that?
I'm just giving him gestures here. Well, anyway, let's introduce ourselves.
I'm Eric Corley.
And I'm certainly Mike Uhas.
That's true. And this is the voice of Long Island. We're
back
here
on
for
the radio for another 2 hours.
2 hours, yeah. Two hours. On a Friday night, Saturday morning, doing whatever comes to mind.
In a rub-a-dub stylee.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah.
It's 0 degrees in Stony Brook.
No, it's plus zero.
Oh, it's plus, that's right, it is plus zero. Tell me, does this digital thermometer ever say minus zero?
I've never seen it.
Oh, well, it just says plus one now. It went up a whole degree. And that comes out to 34 on the Fahrenheit scale.
Yeah, figure about 33.
33, 34,
but
somewhere along
there. We know that this is always reads a couple of degrees high, so it's well under freezing by now.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good. Okay, this will track a couple
of
degrees.
What we should do is listen to the weather in various parts of the country a little bit later on.
Maybe we'll do that.
Good idea.
There are lots of things we can do.
Yes.
But the first thing we should do, I guess, is, well, you have to move to the other studio now to test out the microphone there.
Oh, no, I have to get up now.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Oh, all right.
There are three different places that about four or five different places we could be talking from. Say goodbye, Mike. Well, he's closing the door. You hear the door closing, and he'll be back in the other room in just a moment. There he is.
Here I am. Yeah. It's noisy in here now.
That's the other noisy room that we have.
Yeah, but it's cool. It's cool. It's really cool in here.
Well, from what I understand, we have just gotten a new piece of music in there, and it's only in that room. It's not in this room. That's why you had to move all the way in there.
Should I turn it on?
Yes, turn it on, and we will rob the cash box together.
Put out of there, the kids pilot you into the cafe where you play.
From the hills of Tibet to the detective squad of a New York City police station. The Adventures of Captain Chong.
Boy, just look at this. It's got to be one of the cleanest jobs I've ever seen. $2 million worth of diamonds just taken away from this here jewelry store without even a trace. It staggers my imagination.
Beware, for it is only a fool who finds it impossible to comprehend the incomprehensible. Is it beyond the realm of a water rat to envision a leopard? Can a cricket be completely unaware of the rings of Saturn?
You're right, Captain. You're absolutely right. These hoods think they've pulled a fast one over on us. But you and me, we're too smart for them. They won't stand a chance.
Brave words with cowardly syllables. Lao Tzu walked many miles to find the dove-tailed swallow flies not only in blue skies.
I hadn't thought about that. These crooks may be harder to catch than we had first thought. What I want to know is how these guys managed to carry off all those diamonds and still managed to keep all the windows, the front and back door, and the cellar door locked when they left.
It is not wise to chase after three separate downtown buses. Book of Tao say, better to chase only one which can take you to a transfer point, where you may find others.
All right you are, Captain Chong. Let's tackle these things one at a time. Now, there had to be at least six of them to haul all the loot off so easily, which means they must have had a van or a small truck to help them.
Yet does not the loon of New England fly underwater?
By golly, you're right. They could have each driven a separate car over here and put one or two bags of stuff in their trunks and met at a secret rendezvous later on. Huh, but that still doesn't explain how they managed to get in here without tripping off any of the dozen or so alarms they have set up around here.
Never underjudge the ability of the East European rattlesnake to raise a family during the UEFA playoffs.
I guess you're right there, Captain Chong. If somebody really wanted to do something badly enough, they'd figure out a way to do it.
However, baboons and orangutans rarely marvel at the writings of Confucius or the works of Plato.
You know, continuing along that line, these guys might not even know we're hot on their trail. Huh, we've got to play our cards right.
One must take caution not to upset the fragile balance that has always existed between the Namibian wombat and the Mediterranean fruit fly, else all of the writings of Tao will be lost forever.
So maybe we should look for more clues inside the room.
One must dissect the ambivalence of the sun god Delamagathakar before the towers of Babel rant and rave. All this must occur before the harvest of the tea leaves, which...
Hey, look at this, Captain Chong! When I looked inside the safe, I found that all of those diamonds were hidden off to one side, so we couldn't see them right away. They weren't stolen after all.
It has been, and always will be understood, that the Tibetan rainforest has the same physical features as the underside of a dromedary. It is so written.
I got to hand it to you, Captain Chong. You solved another one. I honestly don't know how you do it.
The Adventures of Captain Chong are protected by all United States and Chinese copyright laws. Void where prohibited.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the fence, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far. Cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. So push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. Crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage bales, used to be a fag hag. Such as that's a tango, skipping life and tango. Was hooked on Princess, seen the lost her senses. Down at the film show, watching all the creeps, so she can tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a push, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much. It's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job. There's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back. Can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane. I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Go to school cause the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool and all the kids go reaper. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie and run with the creeps. Cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. To push that girl in front of the train, choke her to the doctor, sew the arm on the gang. Stab that man right in his heart. Gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song, cause he hates the places you play and where you stay. Looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers. Driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you wanna grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers,
peddlers, burglars, gamblers, pickpockets, peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, huh? I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turn stick up kids, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is cooked and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used in the fields to serve like hell. Till one day you was found hung dead in the cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like Cowboy, man.
Cool.
Yo, what's up, buddy?
Yo.
Hey, we're stealing Raheem, man.
Stay up there, cooling up.
What's up for tonight, y'all?
Yo, we can go down to the beach, man.
They got June bugs.
Hey, yo, you know that girl, Betty?
Yeah, man.
Come on, got balls, man.
Not what? Like
kids, man. She got hurt.
Man, man.
Don't nobody move nothing. Y'all don't have to get them up.
Get them up.
Yo, man, we down with them.
That's the Flash and the Fury.
That's the problem.
Is that a gang?
No.
Shut up.
I'll hear you now.
The Voice of Long Island. And now the Voice of Long Island journeys outward from its protective shield to visit the real world.
And today on the real world, we are going to take a look at some temperatures and weather conditions throughout the United States.
Issued by the National Weather Service at 4 o'clock Friday afternoon. An approaching very vigorous winter storm has prompted a flash flood watch for San Diego County for tonight and Saturday morning. Light rain will begin by 8 tonight, with heavy rains expected between 11 p.m. and 9 a.m. Saturday morning, when 1 to 2 inches of rain are expected for the coastal strip, inland valleys, and desert areas, and 2 to 4 inches for the mountains.
This is a recording prepared by the National Weather Service. Good evening. The airport temperature at 9:40 p.m., 31 degrees, harbor 33. Wind from the southwest at 10 miles an hour. Barometric pressure 29.70 inches of mercury and steady. Relative humidity 98%. Sky cloudy with light freezing drizzle and fog. Visibility at the airport 1/2 mile. The forecast for Duluth, Superior and vicinity. Traveler's advisory tonight. Tonight, periods of freezing drizzle, possibly changing to freezing rain. Slippery roads will make driving hazardous. Low in the mid and upper 20s, wind southwest to south around 10 miles an hour.
Bank of the South full-time bankers are open around the clock, around the block. Do your banking 24 hours a day at any full-time banker. With locations all over town, it's another advantage of Bank of the South.
Downtown temperature 42.
From the 11 Eye Weather Watch office, this is Johnny Beckman with a forecast for Atlanta vicinity. It'll be clear and cold tonight with a low temperature of 34 degrees.
Good evening. This is the National Weather Service forecast for the Chicago area. The 10 p.m. temperatures are Lakefront 32, Midway 31, O'Hare 31. Humidity is 81%. The wind is south at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer is falling at 30 inches even. The wind chill index is 13 above. Forecast for tonight, cloudy, windy, and warmer with a 20% chance of rain late, nearly steady temperatures, and south winds at 12 to 22 miles per hour.
Thank you for calling the National Weather Service at 11 p.m. The Raleigh Durham Airport had clear skies, temperature 33 degrees, 1 Celsius. Relative humidity 72%, wind northeast at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer was holding steady at 0.15 inches. Triangle area forecast. Clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s.
This is the National Weather Service recording the forecast for the Des Moines metropolitan area. This evening we'll have occasional rain with a low in the mid-30s and southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour.
At 9 p.m. p.m. with mostly clear skies. The temperature is 56 degrees. Humidity is 72%, and the dew point is 47 degrees. Visibility is 35 miles, and the barometer is 30.02 inches and steady. Winds are out of the east at 7 miles an hour. The high today was 62. For tonight, variable clouds with a 10% chance of showers toward morning. Low in the lower 50s.
24 hours a day, the KSEA weather phone is a community service of KSEA 101 FM and your front-wheel and four-wheel drive Subaru dealers. You've reached the KSEA weather phone. This is Harry Wappler. Now as a community service of KSEA 101 FM and Pay and Save Drug Stores, here's the latest forecast from the National Weather Service. For Seattle, Tacoma, Everett, Bellevue, and vicinity, increasing clouds tonight with a chance of a little rain later. Rain chance 30%, lows in the low 40s, winds light northerly.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the National Weather Service. The forecast for the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, partly cloudy and mild, becoming cloudy later tonight with a chance of drizzle.
Well, that's all from the real world today. Join us once again, why don't you, when the Voice of Long Island once again takes a look at the real world.
No.
kitchen while the drummer kept it shaking when that two beat sound. I can hear it now. Thank you.
to sing. Nothing left to do. Nothing left to talk about.
Music from Gary Newman here on The Voice of Long Island. And we have exactly 4 minutes to 1 o'clock. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I certainly am.
And we have in the background...
No, we don't.
We don't?
No, because while we were waiting for you...
What happened?
It answered.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
We were ringing a pay telephone all the way out in Laguna Beach, California.
Yeah.
And we didn't expect anybody to answer that fast. Well, someone answered, huh? What'd they say?
Hello, Main Beach.
Main Beach?
Main Beach.
That's strange. I wonder why they'd answer a payphone like that.
Hello, is anybody there?
Oh, you didn't say
anything.
I guess
there's nobody there.
Well, that person is probably still there then. So why don't you run back and dial the number again?
Oh.
And I went through this big process of going into delay. And oh, boy. We're in 7-second delay right now, which means that I actually said what I just said 6-7 seconds ago or so. What we are doing now is calling up a payphone in Laguna Beach, California, because we just happened to find a number from the days when our chief engineer, Frank Berger, was out in California. He called us up and left that number to get back to him. Well, while Mike is dialing the number, I might as well tell you, since we've been hearing these weather forecasts from all over the place, well, you're probably wondering what's going to happen here. It's 1 degree in Stony Brook right now. I'm expecting it to be clear and cold. Lows in the upper teens at low 20s is what it says. I guess that means in the low 20s. Tomorrow mostly sunny, a little milder, highs in the upper 30s to mid 40s. And tomorrow night fair with lows in the 20s. And Mike is just running through the studio to get to the conference room, and there he is.
Yeah,
do we have someone on the phone? Anybody there? Why don't you talk in case they are?
Hello, anybody there?
Oh, it's ringing.
It's ringing.
Well, that's good. Someone should answer.
Now, what am I supposed to say when somebody does?
Well, what excites you when someone said it to you on a payphone? How about if we ask them to look at something?
At what?
Could you look underneath the telephone booth? I think I might have left my wallet there.
Okay.
Let's ask them if there is, in fact, a wallet there. It'll provide us some cheer to know that someone down in California is looking under a payphone. Just because we asked them to.
Yeah.
And we could ask them to take apart the payphone. Because we might have dropped the wallet inside the payphone.
Sure.
People do a lot of things that you ask them to, just because you ask them to.
This really isn't California. This is WUSB.
Stony Brook.
Yeah.
And we're in New York. We're not in California.
1 o'clock in the morning. It's 11 at 10 o'clock.
It's 10 o'clock over there with this phone is ringing.
Yeah, well, they're probably not answering now because they're on break or something. That's what we should be. Let's just hang up and go home.
Well, let's leave it ringing in the background as we discuss how our week was. How was your week, Mike?
Oh, not bad. Very hectic.
Yeah? Yeah, you've been pretty busy. You've been hard to get a hold of.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's for sure.
I've just been busy at work and busy around here, too.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I've been busy, too.
We've been putting that concert together, you know.
Tell us something about that concert. When is it taking place?
Well, it's the 19th of February.
Uh-huh.
And it's featuring George Winston playing solo piano. And it's a benefit concert for USB. That's us.
Yeah.
And it's the let's see, it's a Saturday. It's at 8 p.m. in the Union Auditorium. Tickets are $5 for the students and senior citizens and $7 for everybody else. They're available down at the box office, Stony Brook Union box office downstairs, and also by mail from WUSB here.
Wow.
Want the address?
Yeah, let's give the address.
Okay, the address is WUSB Benefit Concert, State University of New York at Stony Brook, Stony Brook, New York, 11794. And once again, they're $7 for general public, $5 for students and senior citizens. 19th of February at 8 p.m., an evening with George Winston.
Interesting. Look at that. The purple line is ringing.
Yeah,
it's interesting how the purple line always rings when we can't answer it. But
yeah.
There it goes.
Yeah,
yes.
Look at it go. And that's the red line, right?
Oh, the purple line was ringing before.
Oh, it stopped ringing.
Any second now, the green line is bound to ring.
It's ringing again.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, these people... We get harassed all the time.
Harassed.
Whatever. Well, just babble for a moment while I see who that is.
Okay.
In case it's important.
Well, anyway,
I don't think it is.
If you just tuned in, we're listening. We're calling up Laguna Beach, California. We had to find out the area code for Laguna Beach, and the operator says, "Yeah, the monster from the Black Lagoon." I'm not really so sure. They spell it differently. I think Lagoon is L-A-G-O-O-N, and Laguna. L-A-G-U-N-A. But it is on the water, because they, when they answered this phone before, they said, "Hello, Main Beach." I don't know. Really just don't know. Well, at any moment, Eric should be popping back in here.
Oh, hi.
I knew it.
How you doing?
Oh,
I kind of forgot about you for a second. I walked away, just looking outside the door.
You know, there's nobody going to answer this thing.
Do you know there's a dance marathon going on downstairs?
Yes, I did.
At this very moment.
Was that who the phone call was from?
No, it has nothing to do with that, but I just figured I'd mention it.
Oh.
But that is true. It's going on today and tomorrow. It's called Super Dance.
All sorts of people dancing.
It's one of these Jerry Lewis shindigs,
mm-hmm.
You know. Of course, Jerry isn't here. He couldn't make a personal appearance. Stony Brook's too far away from wherever he is.
Mm-hmm.
Probably sunning himself on the beach in Laguna Beach himself.
Yeah, 10 o'clock in the evening.
But we understand that, of course. We know that he is really sincere.
Hey, come on. He just got out of the hospital.
That's right.
Oh, boy. This is the Voice of Long Island. I'm Mike Uhas.
I'm Eric Corley, and we do this every week.
Yeah.
Exactly the same way.
That's
we
right.
We don't vary anything.
We play
we
the
always
tapes.
Call pay phones from Laguna Beach.
In Laguna Beach.
Yeah, well, right, in Laguna Beach. One day we'll do it from Laguna Beach. There's a legend behind Laguna Beach, isn't there?
What is the legend?
I don't know. I just know there is one.
What about the monster from the...
Things crawl out of Laguna
Black Lagoon?
Yeah.
No, I already mentioned that. I don't think there is such a thing.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I tried. It's too bad this person didn't answer the... You know, this person was probably walking down a 10-mile boardwalk or something and just happened to be passing by as their phone was ringing. And now he's about 5 miles down the road.
It was a woman. So
oh.
She.
Well, there goes that theory.
You know what? Brianne O'Brien is painting racing stripes down our wall.
She is?
Yeah.
Do the authorities know about this?
I hope not.
Racing stripes.
Huh? Racing stripe. There's a big orange racing stripe on the wall. It looks really sharp.
Sharp.
Yeah, she's a good painter. She comes in all the time and she
That's
paints.
Paintress.
I'm sorry. She's a good paintress.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You gotta stick up for rights here.
Well, now, tell me something.
Yes, anything.
If there's a...
let's let all that into the open.
A male, a fellow.
Yeah.
A male human being, a man.
I get the picture.
Okay. That gender, who is very good at sewing, on sewing machines, and he wants to organize himself, and other male sewers, would he be known as a seamster? Could he start a union called the Seamsters?
The Seamsters?
Yeah.
Yes. The Seamsters United.
Well, I think we've been ringing this thing for about 5 minutes.
It's going to get all wrung out.
That's right.
Oh, that was a good one.
I like that.
I didn't even think about that when I was saying it. Okay, that's the way things go here, folks. You know, you just say something and... Oh, it turns out to be sheer genius sometimes.
It's humorous.
Oh, wrung out.
Oh, boy.
That was good.
Oh, well, I think it's all wrung out by now.
I hope we recorded that. I want to hear that back.
Yeah, unless the tape jammed up.
Probably. 4 minutes after 1 o'clock. What do you say? You want to give up on this?
Let's give up
on this.
It's
too bad.
Why don't we go live?
Okay, hold on. We will go... Well, you want to go live with the phone, and that'll make it answer.
Yeah, okay.
The person will pick up and curse.
Make sure you put... Make sure you push my button, okay?
Okay. Okay. Well, here we are. We're back.
Yeah,
we're live now. It didn't seem like we're not live, but we are.
Oh, it's fun. But our fidelity is much better now, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Probably sounds much better.
Yeah.
That doesn't make the phone answer. Nothing will.
Hmm.
Now, we've called payphones before. We called them in New York City, and we had...
That's right. That's when we had people curse at us.
That was the last time we did it. But we did have one person we talked to, and I remember this one person was really hungry, and he was trying to find something to eat.
Really? I don't remember that.
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
I remember a guy from being in, where was he from, French Guiana or something?
Yeah,
like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in New York City. Oh, and he answered the phone. I don't remember anybody being hungry, though. Whereabouts in New York were
we? It was the same bank of payphones, I believe. We called this person, and they said they were just wandering all over New York looking for food.
Can you imagine that, taking putting a deposit at a bank of payphones?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I guess with the phone rates the way they are.
A major deposit.
My finger is about ready to fall off here. I'm going to have to let go of this button.
You don't have to hold that button in.
Yes, I do. We can't hear it ring otherwise.
Oh. All right, give it 2 more rings, and then we'll hang up and say goodbye to Laguna Beach, California. Farewell.
Well, we tried.
We tried, and we failed, and we tried again.
I got a big hole in my finger from pressing that button down.
Let me see that again.
Looks like a big wart.
That's pretty colorful.
You can see it from all the way in there, huh?
Yes, with the lights out and everything.
Well, you have something queued up, some kind of record, right?
Yeah, I do, in fact. I don't. Wait, I will, though.
Well, you never know what's going to happen next on the Voice of Long Island.
I fell over my chair.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from an album called Songs of the Wobblies. You know, they're the creatures that you hit and they don't fall down.
No, the Wobblies, that's the IWW, the International Workers of the World.
Oh, them
no,
too.
Industrial Workers of the World. That's an album by Joe Glazer.
Another one by Joe Glazer. Last week we played Joe Glazer. He played this song for James Watt and for Mr.
Gentleman
Reagan.
Jimmy Watt, yep.
Mm-hmm. And how many albums did we get by him in one day?
I think we got about 5.
Wow.
Yeah. Good stuff there. Very good stuff. We've got Union Train. They're on Collector Records from Silver Spring, Maryland. They're very hard to find around here or anywhere else for that matter.
That's the truth. Yep, that's the truth, all right.
Yep.
We're going to hear a song by Joe Glazer off the Songs of the Wobblies called The Commonwealth of Toil.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can all identify with this around the Stony Brook area where people toil all the time.
And even other places as well.
Sometimes, yes.
Yes.
But mostly Stony Brook.
Yes.
Joe Glazer on The Voice
of Long Island.
Mm-hmm. the gloom of mighty cities, amidst the roar of whirling wheels, we are toiling on like chattel slaves of old. And our masters hope to keep us ever thus beneath their heels, and to coin our very lifeblood into gold. But we have a glowing dream of how fair the world will seem when each man can live his life secure and free. When the earth is owned by labor and there's joy and peace for all in the commonwealth of toil that is to be. They would keep us cowed and beaten, cringing meekly at their feet. They would stand between each worker and his bread. Shall we yield our lives up to them for the bitter crust we eat? Shall we only hope for heaven when we're dead? But we have a glowing dream of how fair the world will seem when each man can live his life secure and free. When the earth is owned by labor and there's joy and peace for all in the commonwealth of toil that is to be. All triumphant, and we claim our Mother Earth, and the nightmare of the present fades away. We shall live with love and laughter, we who now are little worth, and we'll not regret the price we have to pay. But we have a glowing dream of how fair the world will seem when each man can live his life secure and free. When the earth is owned by labor and there's joy and peace for all in the commonwealth of toil that is to be. In the commonwealth of toil that is to be.
For the next few minutes, Radio Free Long Island will be taking you behind bars for a candid look at our nation's prisoners. Who are they? And why are they in jail? You may want to consider whether or not young children in your house should listen to this hard-hitting documentary. The place is the Amalgamated State Facility in New York. Approximately 2,000 prisoners are housed here for all kinds of brutal crimes. We went inside the main building to talk to a few of them. What is your name?
Frank Levinson, and I'm from Croton on the Hudson.
And why are you here?
Well, I was just stupid, I guess. I went into a bank and... well, I suppose I just wasn't thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I made a small deposit, and then, for no reason at all, I walked out to that little roughed-off area they had that says entrance only.
Oh.
I knew something was wrong when the security guard started chasing me out the door. And that's when I made my second mistake.
Which was?
I pushed when I should have pulled. That's when they drew their guns, and I gave up without a struggle.
How long have you served?
5 years of a 25 to life sentence. I should be eligible for parole in 1987.
Do you have any feelings of remorse for what you did?
All the time. I still have nightmares about it. I see myself walking right past that entrance-only sign and pushing on the pole door. I don't know what came over me. I tried to plead temporary insanity, but the jury didn't buy it.
That's a terrible story. Let's speak with another inmate at the Amalgamated State Facility. You are?
Jonathan Gibbons.
And where are you from?
Nowhere in particular. I'm a drifter. I go where I want. At least I used to.
Where were you picked up?
Over in Genesee County, off Rochester ways. Yeah, I pulled a good one.
Oh? What did you do?
Well, you know how when you go to the dentist, there's a sign that says, ring first, then enter?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did the opposite. I entered and then I rang the bell. I mean, what the hell? I had a toothache, you know? Anyway, the dentist didn't say anything. He was just too scared, I think. I could very well have gotten away with this whole thing, except I have this one tragic flaw.
Oh?
Yeah. I like to brag.
Mm.
So later on that night, I ended up in this bar with a bunch of strangers. I must have had a few beers, because the next thing I know, I was boasting like crazy about what I did. I felt good about it, you know? And I thought I could trust these people.
And?
Well, I was wrong. I went into the bathroom for 2, maybe 3 minutes. And when I came out, the entire place was surrounded. The local cops, county police, state troopers, you name it. They were there.
Hmm. But what went through your mind?
Well, I considered trying to make a run for it. But there were just too many of them. And so I finally agreed to surrender, but only if they agreed not to charge me with failure to wash hands upon leaving restroom. They could have gotten me for that, you know.
Oh.
And they agreed.
They dropped the charges?
Yes.
Hmm. How long have you been here at the Amalgamated States Facility?
About 9 years. Now, my term will be up in another 20 or so.
Huh. If you had to live your life over again, would you change anything?
Nah, I don't think so. You see, I like doing what I did. It was fun. It really was. You don't know half the story. I took grocery carts out of parking lots.
Yeah.
I pressed the alarm button on elevators.
Yeah.
Once I called somebody on a payphone. Talked for over 20 minutes. And when I was finished, the operator wanted more money from me. Well, Ed, you know what I did?
Oh, I'm kind of afraid to ask.
I hung up.
Oh, my God.
And I just walked away. In broad daylight. And nobody suspected a thing. Another time I was picking up the neighborhood newspaper. It costs a dime, and you're supposed to drop it into a little basket. Well, I only put in a penny.
Oh, you certainly are a hardened criminal. There's absolutely no hint of remorse in your voice.
I told you, I enjoyed it. And if they'd let me out, I'll probably do the same thing again.
So much for rehabilitation. Well, thank you for talking with us, sir. Let's move on. Well, we have about time to talk with one more inmate here at the Amalgamated State Facility. And, you with your head between your hands. How would you like to talk with us?
Oh, what a fool I was. I thought I could do it. I really did. But they're too sharp. They're just too sharp.
And who are you, sir?
My name's Clyde Bullitt. I'm from Astoria.
Clyde Bullitt?
Yes, that's right.
Is that your real name?
That's my real name, and there's nothing funny about it either.
Well, it's just rather intriguing that a criminal should have such a...
I know. I've heard it all before. Everyone here's got a great sense of humor.
Right.
Oh, what a fool.
What did you do to make you come up here?
I was in a hurry. I had to get to the other side of the town. And there were no buses, so I walked. I was crossing off of Madison, and the don't walk sign was flashing. I really thought I could make it. Now, I was about 2 steps away from the curb when it stopped flashing.
Oh?
Yeah, they were waiting for me on the corner. 7 cops and 2 police dogs. I didn't have a chance. So now I'm in solitary for 5 to 10.
Hmm. Do you have any plans for your stay?
No, not really. I was thinking of writing a book. You know, sort of explain why I did it, what went through my head and all that. But 5 years really isn't enough time to go into full detail. So I'm basically reading comic books and playing with this cube here.
And there you have it, the Amalgamated State Facility, home for 2,000 of the nation's most desperate criminals.
Reese!
Nothing.
Bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Ain't
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death is the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Come on, boy. It's available in the foyer. So much more to live as well, yeah. Right, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a big place for these brothers. You've got to make the money back, you know. I told him. I said to him, Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back. Thank you.
There, isn't it? That's from a band called Fotheringay. Let's see if we can...
Hi there.
Hi.
We cut that close. We got the phone back again.
Yeah,
a phone in Laguna Beach is ringing once again.
Fotheringay is a group consisting of Sandy Denny, Trevor Lucas, Jerry Donahue, Jerry Conway, and Pat Donaldson. You might remember them from Fairport Convention and Netlike, that sort of thing. We also heard from the Greg King Band. Oh, by the way, the way I feel is written by Gordon Lightfoot. Did you know that?
It sounded like Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah.
Yes, it certainly did. That was a nice segue, too.
Thank you. Just before that was from something from Greg Keane, and the Next of Kin album, his first one, I guess. A song called Remember. Remember that one?
I remember that one.
And what did we hear from before that? We heard something from a fellow by the name of Tony Lee. Yeah, I think.
Wow.
No, we didn't either. We heard from... this guy playing the steel drums. Yeah. Michael Rogers in an album.
There was a request for the Harlem All-Star Steel Drum Orchestra, but...
we couldn't find them in time.
Well, we take a while to get them off the reel and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but that's as close as you can get right now.
Yeah. And instead we had Michael Rogers with Digital Steel and Misty. Ah. Which I found out that Brianne played earlier tonight, too.
We have news coming up. Of course, the clock in here says 10 minutes after 11, which...
Yeah, it always does.
Yeah, it said that for a couple of months now. What time does it say in the real world over there?
It says 1:44.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So we have news coming up in exactly 11 minutes.
We're trying that phone booth in Laguna Beach, California.
Is it a phone booth? Well, it's a phone on the beach. That's all I know.
Yeah, it's a public phone, a pay phone.
Yeah.
It's a coin box.
And it's...
coin box. Isn't that a great term?
Coin box is nice. Yeah, that's what operators call it.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you can have operators call up a telephone and check it to see if it's a coin box.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why don't we do that? In case you think
someone's giving you the runaround, you know?
Why don't we do that now?
You want to do that with this number? I guess it's okay to give this number out over the air.
Yeah.
Unless people want to call a coin box in Laguna Beach.
Except I don't have it with me. It's in the other room.
Well, I'll babble and you get it.
All right.
Because that's really the only way we're going to find out if it is indeed a coin box. Of which our chief engineer has assured us. But if you feel someone's giving you the runaround and giving you the phone number for a pay phone, you can always have the phone company check for you. And they have some magical way of telling whether or not there's a pay phone at the other end of what they're calling. You back, Mike?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, why don't we try area code 714.
All right.
494.
Yeah.
9028.
Okay.
You going to get your local O operator?
I guess we might as well. Right. Hold on, I should have written that down, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, this is my pen. I left it here 2 days ago. Nobody else wanted
that. That's seriously a wonder.
714.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
494.
494.
9028.
9028. Okay, I will call my O operator and see if it is indeed a coin box.
You can dial three numbers to get an O operator.
A little shortcut there. That's loud.
Yeah, it scared me.
Abrasive.
Hammond, may I help you?
Yes, operator. We're trying to find out if a particular telephone number is, in fact, a coin box.
Oh, what is the number?
Okay, it's area code 714-494-9028.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Explain that you think you're getting the runaround.
Well, I think that's more or less implied in the tone of my voice. Here we go.
Can I help you in this? Yeah, operator, could you please tell me if 714-494-9028 is a coin box?
Okay, I wouldn't know. You need to check with the directory.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
She's getting the runaround.
Yeah, I'll say.
Uh-oh. That's an authoritative ring. That means business.
That's a really very serious ring.
No kidding around.
From Sirius the 60s, I guess. It sounds like a 1960s ring, you know?
Ah.
Hi, what's Eddie Bay?
Could you tell me 714-494-9028 is a coin?
Could I have the number again, please?
714-494-9028.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is a coin.
Thank you, operator.
You're welcome.
A coin box, though.
That is a coin box. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, doesn't that imply that we can call up directory assistance and ask if it's a coin box herself?
She did say directory, didn't she?
Yeah.
Well, let's try it.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to work, though, for us. I think you have to be an operator to get away with this kind of stuff. But
well, she sounded
trying.
Like a regular human. I think you can...
No, it was a he she just talked to.
No. I'm saying she, as in being our local O operator.
Yeah, but I don't think she called directory. I think she called something else called directory, but we'll ask anyway. Oh, I'm going to feel like a fool doing this. We'll know if the ring is different. Oh, it's the same.
Mm-hmm. Once you get the same guy.
That's strange to request in the same minute.
For the same number.
Good golly.
City, please.
Hi, operator. We need to know if a particular number is a coin box.
Go ahead.
714-494-9028.
That's a coin.
Thank you very much. Oh, my gosh, it worked.
I think we're on to something here.
We just discovered something. You can call directory assistance and find out if a particular phone number is a coin box.
Yeah.
I thought information was very limited, but it's not. Wow.
Yeah, check that out.
I'm impressed.
Now, I bet, though, if we called up a local directory assistance, DIR, ASS, as some folks call it.
Yeah.
I bet you we're charged for it, though.
Well, yeah, probably. That wouldn't be cool.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't want to do that.
But I think they probably could give you the same information.
And you notice how she said, yeah, that's a coin?
That's a coin.
Yeah.
That's shortening it even more, aren't they?
Just like the other guy just before her.
That's a coin.
That's a coin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Coin of a phrase.
Yeah.
Well, now we can check all the phone numbers that we know and find out if they are indeed coin boxes.
Okay. I wonder if there's any 800 coin boxes.
I was just thinking the same thing. That's an amazing thought.
Weird minds think alike.
Well, let's call 800 information. Just ask them.
No. Wait a minute. We don't have time to do that. It's 1:50.
Oh, the hell with time.
The news is coming up, and then we have Buddy 2 following us.
Okay.
Buddy Kelly.
All right, a different Buddy.
Yeah, a different Buddy. Not Buddy Angelo, Angelo.
Buddy number two.
Buddy two. And okay. So what do you have queued up in here anyway?
Well, it's right next to you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm nowhere near you.
Oh, something new from Lydia Lunch.
Yes.
On The Voice.
Of Long Island.
I think that was the end of the other tune there that you queued us up to.
Oh.
Ah, here we go.
Thank you. Happy days are parted. WUSB.
Now here's the news.
And 1:55, time for the entire USB news staff to take a look at the news. Well, President Reagan told a group of columnists that any program he proposes dealing with unemployment will involve job training. The president said he will not back down, he will not back programs for what he termed dead-end jobs. The fourth big storm of the week lashed California Friday, raising damage estimates thus far to nearly $70 million. The storms are being blamed for at least 11 deaths. We'll have more on that in a moment. But three more towns in Louisiana received anonymous threats Friday that cyanide had been put in their drinking water. So far, there have been 59 threats in the state in the past 8 days, all of them hoaxes. In Hawaii, health officials are ordering the recall of thousands of gallons of milk, excessive levels of antibiotics to treat infected cows were discovered in certain batches of milk processed at a dairy plant.
Long Island shell fishermen will hear about a proposed stricter state policing of shellfishing this morning at a state legislative hearing scheduled for Hop Hog. State lawmakers backing the proposed legislation think it will help end the poaching of shellfish from polluted waters. The proposal comes in the wake of about 700 reported cases of intestinal illnesses among Long Island residents who ate shellfish during the holiday season. State health officials say several cases of hepatitis, which may have been caused by shellfish, were also reported. State health officials add, though, they have not determined whether the illnesses were caused by shellfish taken illegally from polluted waters on Long Island. Long Island waters provide a large portion of the shellfish in the Northeast. The proposed legislation seeks $400,000 in state money to be used by the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation to hire more enforcement officers and equipment to police shellfishing. The legislation would also give the officers greater power to seize vessels suspected of carrying tainted shellfish. Republican State Senator John Dunn of Garden City and Republican State Senator Owen Johnson of Babylon are set to introduce the legislation in the state Senate. They will be in at the hearing today. The public hearing is scheduled for 10 a.m. in the Suffolk County Legislative Building on Veterans Memorial Highway in Hop Hog.
The fierce storm that smashed into the California coast Friday, the fourth to hit the state in a week, has now blasted its way into Southern California. Roofs have been damaged, trees are down, and homes and businesses are without power. A sheriff's deputy in Santa Barbara County reports major power failures. He adds that phone lines are down and that there are minor mudslides and flooding. The deputy says roofs are starting to come off some houses. Scores of trees are reported down in Santa Barbara, about 100 miles northwest of Los Angeles. In Montecito, a large tree fell across US 101, blocking the southbound lane of the coast-only north-south freeway. Earlier in the day, the storm brought 60-mile-an-hour winds to central California, even as residents tried to recover from earlier storms that damaged more than 1,000 homes and left at least 11 people dead.
Now it's time for the weather. Where's the weather introductory piece?
Now here's the news.
Well, that's close enough. The USB Long Island weather for tonight is calling for clear and cold conditions, lows in the upper teens to the low 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a little milder, highs in the upper 30s to mid 40s. Tomorrow night, fair with lows in the 20s. Winds north to northeast tonight and tomorrow at 10 to 15 miles per hour. The outlook for Sunday, cloudy and mild with a chance of rain towards evening. Highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. Small craft advisories remain in effect for Long Island waters tonight for north to northwest winds at 15 to 25 knots with higher gusts.
And that's it. That's a look at the news, sports, and whatever there was of it, and weather here at WUSB Stony Brook.
I'm Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Well, go ahead.
Am I here?
See what you're going to say.
I'm just going to say, I'm Mike Uhas. It's time for us to leave.
It is. This has been the Voice of Long Island. I'm Eric Corley, and it's time for me to leave, too.
Good night.
We'll see you next week.
For sure.
Bye.
Out of bed at 8 a.m. Out my head by 10:30. Out with mates and dates and friends. That's what I do at weekends. I can't talk and I can't walk, but I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to watch my money go at the Locarno. When my feet go through the door, I know what my right arm is for. Buy a drink and pull a chair up to the edge of the dance floor. Dancers bouncing through the night, trying to stop or start a fight. I sit and watch the flashing lights, moving legs in footless tights. I go out on Friday night and I go home on Saturday night. I go out on Friday night and I go home on Saturday night. I like to venture into town. I like to get a few drinks down. The floor gets packed, the bar gets full. I don't like life when things get dull. The hen party have saved the night and freed themselves from drunken stacks. Having fun and dancing in a circle round the leather bags. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday morning. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday morning. Standing someone else's view. Wish I had lipstick on my shoe.